A bail hearing was held at Montreal's municipal court yesterday in the case of Jaggi Singh's arrest on Friday, November 24th. Singh was arrested at the Montreal General Hospital where Stephen Harper was announcing the Canadian Partnership Against Cancer. Jaggi Singh was singled out by the RCMP, who informed security that the known Montreal activist was in attendance. When Mr. Singh refused to leave the public press conference, an RCMP officer intervened and arrested the activist. At yesterday's bail hearing, Crown Prosecutor Francis Paradis argued for the preventative custody of Jaggi Singh until his trial date, arguing that Singh would be a threat to public safety. The judge disagreed and released Singh on a $2,000 bail, money which was collected by Singh supporters. In addition to bail, a condition was also imposed on Singh. He is not allowed to partake in any demonstration which is illegal or non-peaceful. Louise Caroline Bergeron from the collective Block the Empire was at the hearing yesterday and made the following statement upon the completion of the hearing.
Jaggi Singh was contesting the fact that the Crown wanted to revoke his conditions for being out on bail. And actually what happened today was that Jaggi was found to have not been in breach of his conditions and was allowed to be released on bail, but with one added condition, which is not to be present in a demonstration that would become unrestful or unpeaceful or violent. So his bail has been set at $2,000 and it's been met by friends and allies, and he will be released this evening from Rivière des Prairies Detention Center. For now, I don't have much more comments. I need to digest a little bit what was going on. But I think all in all, we're pretty happy of the turnout. But I think it was abusive that there was an additional condition imposed upon Jaggi, since it's not a condition he can have mastery upon or control upon. It's if he's somewhere in a demonstration exercising his fundamental democratic right to be expressing his views regarding policies of the government or social issues, well, he doesn't have control over all the people in a demonstration. I mean, we live in a society that takes for granted everybody has their own free will, and I don't see how they can expect Jaggi to control what goes on when there's 5,000 or 10,000 people in a demo, and to hold him responsible for breach of conditions because other people choose to behave in a certain way. That's really, I find that absolutely absurd and hypocritical, and it leaves a lot of leeway for the police. Well, it leaves a lot to the discretion of the police forces, and that is pretty much the game they like to play with Jaggi. They nab him, and then they hold him. Like this weekend, the conditions were particularly horrendous, not only for him, but all his cellmates, because he was in the detention cell where they bring all the new detainees, and they had no room in Rivière des Prairies, which of course could raise a lot of issues about imprisonment and all that I'll leave for another discussion. But still, he didn't have a bed to sleep in for three nights. He took his first shower on Sunday. They ate like cheese sandwiches, and he defends himself, and he was not even allowed a piece of paper nor a pencil or a pen. So it's these are not really optimal conditions in which to prepare a self-defense. So now at least he's out. Well, he will be out in a couple of hours, and at least he'll be able to better prepare for his upcoming trials and upcoming pro formo and all those shenanigans of the court that I don't really care to understand right now. So hopefully his lawyer and Jaggi himself will be able to explain them in detail to you. But for now, he's going to be out, so he'll have access at least to paper and to pencils and perhaps to a computer and to his friends. And he will be able to keep on with his organization work. And I think that the presence of all the people in court today, which actually made it so...
People, yeah.
Oh, there were a lot of people. And there was too many people for the first courtroom. So it actually caused the trial to be held in a different courtroom with another judge who seemed to be smart enough to understand some of the manipulation that was going on, but also to, like I said, presume he was saying in a somewhat patronizing way to Mr. Singh that he was intelligent enough to make the difference between a peaceful or an unpeaceful demonstration, which anybody can do after the fact, frankly. But while you're in a demonstration and you don't have a bird's eye view of what's going on, you cannot know that, you know, 500 people away, something's brewing up, and Jaggi can still be, you know, nabbed by the police force or the RCMP or whoever at their discretion as long as they decide that something violent or unrestful happens. And we all know that there's such a thing as agent provocateur that can be just planted in a demo and make it a little unrestful. And we also know that police personnel have an awkward, you know, two-tiered system of finding what's violent or brutal, you know. Smashing a window is brutal, whereas, you know, pepper spraying people is not. It's normal police procedure. So I find that this condition is pretty sickening, but we'll have to swallow, suck it up, you know, and swallow and fight through the snail-like, just quote-unquote, justice system that we call the legal system, actually. So that's pretty much all I have to say right now, other than I'm extremely relieved that Jaggy will have a good meal, a good shower, and perhaps a good night's sleep for once in 4 days after having done nothing but upholding the peace, but upholding social justice, but defending human rights, which is what, in our idealistic idea of society, we think governments are for, but actually they're the perpetrators of those crimes, and Jaggy is the one maintaining the peace and justice, and he's the one being blamed for the crimes of our and the ills of our society. And I find that particular targeting of Jaggy in a room, in a public conference, press conference room, just for being Jaggy Singh, I don't know if I can enumerate all the levels on which that is so wrong, according to anything from the Geneva Convention to municipal bylaws down here. And if that's the world we live in, I hope nobody will try to defend the fact that we live in a democracy to me anymore, because I have witnessed it today. We do not.
Mr. Singh's legal advisor, Jared Will, had no comments. Crown Prosecutor Francis Paradis was not available after the hearing. Dimitri Marine for CKUT.